Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, and joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Got some entertainment news on the way for you. We'll also be getting into some other fun stuff coming up in the hour. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR for this Monday, December 16th. This week I decided to put Seth in a timeout, so I've asked Melissa to step in and help with our topic for today.
Yes! Seth in timeout is the best thing I've heard all morning.
That's right. The dynamic duo is together again. That's right. So let's jump into our topic for today. James's favorite. Maple syrup. Ooh. December 17th, which is tomorrow, is National Maple Syrup Day in both the United States and Canada.
In my opinion, every day should be Maple Syrup Day.
Whoa, easy, James. Remember the maple syrup? It can go a really long way with just a little.
So let's get on our way by taking a look back. Maple syrup has been around for millennia. According to American Indian, a magazine of the National Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, in an article by Tony Takaranaki Evans, entitled Indigenous Origins of Maple Syrup, he writes, "The gathering of syrup from maple trees in the woodlands of Canada and the northeastern United States is an ancient practice that had helped sustain indigenous peoples for thousands of years. After Europeans arrived in the 1600s, they learned from indigenous people how to turn the sap into sweet and medicinal products. Black, red, and silver maple trees, as well as box elder trees, can be tapped for syrup, but the sugar maple, Acer saccharum, produces the largest amounts of sap with the greatest concentration of sugar. The tree is found in a region that is today known as the Maple Belt."
Oh, Maple Belt. Mm.
This is not the kind that you wear, James.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Hardwood.
That would be confusing.
Hardwood, deciduous forest that stretches from the Midwest through the Northeast United States and from the southeast corner of Manitoba to Nova Scotia in Canada. Maple syrups are classified according to their color, with the lightest syrups having a delicate taste and darker colors having a stronger flavor. To be a grade A, a syrup must reach from 66 to 68.9 on the Brix scale of sugar content.
Now, the article also shares, traditionally, indigenous people have used maple syrup to cure meats, as a sweetener for bitter medicines, and as an anesthetic. Maple sugar also contains nutritious minerals, including phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iron, and calcium. Maple syrup was also used as a trade item in the form of dried, portable sugar slabs. I don't know about you guys, but a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. A sugar slab makes the medicine go down. I think we need to rewrite that song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because who doesn't want a sugar slab?
As a side note, that the Brix scale is quite interesting. The history of that and everything. I had never heard of that. I thought that was a really interesting part of this, Beth. And the grading of this, I thought was quite interesting, too. I joke all the time about liking maple syrup and everything, but I'm actually really late to this game as far as like real maple syrup goes. And it's not to say take anything from store-bought stuff. There's a lot of good things out there. But here in Wisconsin, in states like this, you get a chance to really taste like homegrown maple syrup. And there's just no going back.
It's true.
It's really good.
And James, how are you not jumping on the nutritious minerals, like the you know, nutritional benefits of maple syrup?
I got a long list. I got a long list here. That's right there at number four. At number four, I didn't know. Like, what does maple syrup not do? That would be
it's
a shorter
amazing
segment.
Product.
It's amazing.
And it would be fun to do a taste testing on the different grades, you know, because the lighter has a brighter taste and the darker is the stronger stuff. So depending on how concentrated you want it, and how deep you want it, you can do it by color.
See,
who knew?
You get me, Beth. Yeah, let's do that.
And also different maple syrup producers. You know, everybody is cooking their own, and they have mm-hmm. their own methods. So it would be interesting to do a taste test between, you know, grades between even different syrup producers.
Absolutely. And you can do the mass produce that's out there, and it's pure maple syrup. Or I know a family friend in Ohio, he goes out and taps his own maples, and mm-hmm. he makes his own, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, and I've got some friends up in Abbotsford area that we got to go out to the Sugar Shack and watch them make it.
And part of the process, which we're going to get into in a little bit, can determine how smoky the taste of the syrup is, too.
I need us to do this. I need us to do this, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. We need to do who has the best maple syrup in Central Wisconsin kind of contest or something. I don't care. Name it whatever you want. Just name me a judge. That's what I care about.
We do have some local producers, too.
We do.
We do. Mm-hmm. We'd be supporting local. I mean, this is a win-win, everybody. Let's get doing this. Even though its national day is December, the best time to start the process for making maple syrup is actually in the spring. The article shares, maple sap only runs through the temperature rises above freezing in early spring, during what time some tribes call the sugar moon. However, this is a potentially dangerous time to go into the woods. High winds can snap branches overhead, and people can become stranded in sudden snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. And so, like I said about making maple syrup, if you've ever wondered how to do it, Evans writes, gathering the syrup began by hanging birch bark buckets in the tree below where they had collected, or below the where they wanted to collect the sap. Above the bucket, they would tap the tree by drilling a hole and then placing a piece of wood in it to serve as a spout or spile from which the clear sap would drip. Once the sap is collected, it was stored overnight in clay pots or, in more recent times, metal buckets. The lighter water in the sap would then rise and freeze. In the morning, the ice would be skimmed off the top and the remaining water removed through a boiling process. Condensing will turn the liquid into a gold or a brown color. About 40 gallons of sap are needed to produce about 1 gallon of syrup. Think about that ratio, 40 to 1.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Dried syrup would become sugar that could be stored in cone-shaped bark containers.
Canada is now the largest producer of maple products in the world, exporting 75% of the world's supply, with more than 90% coming from the province of Quebec. The Quebec maple syrup producers reported that their province sold 180.2 million pounds of maple syrup in 2021. That's an increase of 22% over the previous year. Canadian exports of maple syrup rose by 20.7% to 160.78 million pounds that year. Demand for more from Canada might increase, yet as a 2019 paper published in Forest Ecology and Management reported, this could become problematic because climate change is now driving the maple tree in its more southern U.S. ranges further north, Evan shares.
So where does Wisconsin rank in maple syrup production? Number one, no. In May of 2024, a report done by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Maple Syrup Program, quote, maple syrup production has been a beloved hobby and business opportunity for generations of Wisconsinites. By enabling woodland owners to diversify income streams, it could contribute to rural economic development, in some cases even serving as a family's primary source of income. Wisconsin's maple syrup production is ranked fourth in the nation behind Vermont, New York, and Maine. And Wisconsin's maple industry still has significant potential to grow. Additionally, maple sugaring originated as an import cultural practice for indigenous people throughout the sugar maple's range and holds ongoing significance for indigenous food sovereignty in the state.
Now, once the syrup is made, it can be used in a variety of ways. Not only is it good for pouring over pancakes and waffles, but it can be used in baking, often as a sugar substitute.
Yeah, I had heard that it could be healthier than the regular cane or beet sugar that we use, so I did a little bit of research. In a blog posted by wellness dietitian Kristen Kirkpatrick on the Cleveland Clinic's website, health.clevelandclinic.org, my mouth will work eventually, entitled, Is Maple Syrup Better for You Than Sugar? She says, some studies suggest that maple syrup's antioxidant plant nutrients, known as phenols, offer health benefits. Antioxidants are key to fighting unhealthy substances in your body, known as free radicals. While comparable in calories and carbs, maple syrup has a lower glycemic index than sugar. Also, because maple syrup tends to be sweeter, theoretically, James, you can use less of it. But moderation is key, as it is with any sugar. More research is needed, though, before we consider maple syrup the next superfood. Some studies don't consider the impact of maple sugar on insulin and blood sugar. Maple syrup is a sugar with no fiber attached to it, which means eating too much of it will cause swings in your blood sugar and insulin. This could lead to hunger, potential weight gain, and other adverse health effects. So while it can be a decent substitute for sugar, she recommends that you use maple syrup as a healthy, can't yet recommend that, as a healthy choice to her patients.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
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 Just give her time. Give her time.
Yet.
In an article written by Vanessa Greaves on December 15th, 2022, entitled 25 Great Ways to Cook and Bake with Maple Syrup, at allrecipes.com, she shares these tips for using maple syrup. Number one, for the best maple flavor, use real maple syrup, not maple flavored pancake syrup, which is made with cornstarch or high fructose corn syrup and artificial color. Now, grade B maple syrup, this is tip number two, often labeled as grade A, very dark color, strong taste, is darker and has a deeper flavor than lighter grade A, which makes it a great choice for recipes where you really want the maple flavor to come through. You can save the lighter grade A syrup for pancakes and waffles. And tip three, you can substitute 3/4 cup maple syrup for 1 cup of white sugar in baked goods, and then just be sure you reduce other liquids in the recipe by about 3 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm. I saw that article too, and my favorite recipe that they shared was maple bacon monkey bread.
Ooh.
If you've never had monkey bread, it is a sticky, delicious treat.
I've always wanted to make this.
Oh, yeah. And this one sounded really good. It didn't look very difficult to make either. So you start by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you coat the inside of a 9-inch flute two pan, like a bundt pan, with cooking spray and set it aside. Cook 1 12-ounce package of bacon in a large skillet over medium-high heat, turning occasionally until evenly browned. So about 10 minutes. Drain on the paper towels. Crumble it when it gets cold enough to handle, and then discard any pieces that are fat. Now, while it's cooling, what you can do is separate and cut 2 16.3-ounce packages of refrigerated biscuit dough into quarters and set that aside then. Melt 1/2 cup of margarine in a small saucepan over medium heat. Stir in 3/4 cup packed dark brown sugar and 1/2 cup maple syrup, and bring that to a boil. Cook and stir until the mixture begins to foam, about 1 minute. Remove from the heat. Mix 3/4 cup white sugar and 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon in a resealable plastic bag. Add 6 to 8 of those biscuit pieces at a time to the bag. Shake until well coated, and then place those sugared biscuits onto a plate and repeat to coat the rest. Empty any of the remaining sugar from that reusable bag into the maple syrup mixture, and then place all of that into the saucepan over medium heat, and then stir until that sugar dissolves. That'll take about 2 to 3 minutes. Make 4 layers of ingredients in the prepared pan, that flute pan, as follows. Start with some bacon, add some maple syrup mixture, put in some biscuits, and you keep doing that 4 times, and you finish with a last drizzle of maple syrup mixture. You bake that in that preheated oven until the biscuits are cooked through, which is about 35 minutes. Allow it to cool. I know it's going to smell.
That's the hardest part.
Yep. Smell and taste great. Allow it to cool in the pan for about 10 to 20 minutes before you invert it onto a plate to serve.
Where is it?
But didn't you bring some?
I did not bring this as a taste test.
We're not
today.
Just talking about this, right? I mean, wait a second.
Maybe it might show up this Saturday at the holiday party.
I hope so. don't mess with me like that.
Yeah, no teasing.
There is so many great recipes on this list. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of ones that really stood out to me. The maple apple crisp looked really good.
Yes.
But I don't mean to be lame because it was the first one on the list. But in my defense. sense. Maple pumpkin donuts, some of my favorite things in the universe coming together. I apologize to my taste buds that I just saw this recipe. I am sorry I have done you wrong. I'm going to learn to bake just so I can make
just
these.
Just for that.
Yeah. Just yeah. for these.
I would believe it, too. If anything's going to make James do baking, it's something with maple syrup.
I cannot stress how serious I am about this. Just real quick. Just
I have the silicone donut molds
Thank
that you.
You
can borrow.
Thank you. Sorry, Melissa.
There you go.
Sorry,
Melissa. No, it's okay. I went with the healthier one with the Brussels sprouts and bacon and with maple syrup.
That looks really good.
It does. It does. And it's Brussels sprouts, bacon, a little salt and pepper, olive oil, and maple syrup. That's it.
That sounds really
easy. Sounds really good, too.
Yeah. And Brussels sprouts are so good when you bake them in the oven. And this recipe sounds fantastic.
Well, and the one that just caught my eye, maple bacon biscuits. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful side that would be, too. Yeah. And there was a soup in here, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, butternut squash one.
Yes.
That's also
something.
I was going to surprise you guys and actually choose that one until I saw the apple crisp thing, and that looked really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't go with the maple walnut ice cream.
That looked okay. That looked pretty good. But I actually did think about the soup. That actually looked pretty good to me.
There are so many great recipes in here, and so I would encourage you to go to allrecipes.com and type in maple recipe. Find this article, 25 Great Ways to Cook and Bake with Maple Syrup. It is phenomenal. So to celebrate National Maple Syrup Day tomorrow, pick one, maybe of these recipes, or another way to sweeten your day with maple syrup. If you're a business that would like to sweeten your advertising by sponsoring this segment, let us know.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Just give us a call at 715-424-1300 and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with our head of sales, Ashley, to work out all the details.
That number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yay! Oh, it was so great to hear you
so
two
sweet.
Doing this together again. That was fantastic. I love that. And I really appreciate the work that was put into this. You two, great work. Great job.
Yeah, excellent job, Beth.
Do want to send a special shout out to you, Beth, not only with this, but doing double duty this weekend, wrapping up White Christmas and everything. A big tip of the hat to you and the
Thank
team,
you.
Everybody. I hope it went well.
It did. It did. There were a couple of little glitches here and there, as there are with live theater, but you just go with it, and the crowds really seem to love it.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Did they? Yeah. They really enjoyed it.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Well done, Beth. Well
Thank
done.
You.
And a great segment. We're looking forward to another one again really, really soon.
Thank you.
We will be back at this in just a little bit, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Love the guitar in this.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
We're getting into some entertainment now, but real quick, do want to send again a big shout out to Beth and the great work she does on The Kitchen's Open. Thanks for that, Beth. Appreciate you.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was good. Did you guys hear about this one? A little bit of news broke over the weekend. Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston are getting back together again, along with Jane Kaczmarek, for a Malcolm in the Middle revival.
Oh, really? Wow.
They have actually started filming, I believe, in the last week or so, and they're going to start again next month.
Wow.
But there's only going to be 4 episodes of it.
Oh, okay.
And they are sticking to, like, we're only doing 4 of these.
Yeah.
That's it, everybody. But here's the plot synopsis. Malcolm and his daughter are drawn into the family's chaos when Hal and Louise demand his presence for their 40th wedding anniversary. Jane Kaczmarek will be returning as well.
Oh.
No word on the rest of the cast except for those 3. Nothing against the rest of the cast, but that's the 3 you need.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah,
And there's no word and when it'll be out, but it'll be on app, Disney Plus. And
okay.
I would say that you could probably expect this by the end of probably a year from now. So like this time next year, you might be able to see this. Malcolm Middle premiered on Fox in January of 2000 and ran for 7 consecutive seasons.
Yeah, it was a award winner. Man, that was a popular show. I forget because I never watched it myself. But man, that thing, and has one of the greatest theme songs of all time. And I'm not just saying that. This is my favorite band that performed it and wrote and performed it, right?
As a side note, they might be Giants. Have got to be up at the top of the list of doing the most theme songs. Like they've got to be up there.
The Daily Show, that's one of theirs
really?
Yeah.
And not for nothing, the Bare Naked Ladies owe them some royalties for theirs, for the Big Bang Theory. Because it was a complete ripoff of the. And I'm sorry, go ahead and yell at me at that one. But that it was a rip. I'm sorry. I never really saw the show much either. Mm-hmm. But I did see a little bit because my brother and sister watched it a little. And I do remember seeing like these actors that really stood out. Mm-hmm. And obviously in Bryant and Greg. And those two actors in particular. And there's not very many times where you look at a show and you're like, whoa, look at the careers that springboarded off of that.
Yeah.
Like just incredible. Especially Bryan Cranston.
And then with, you know, Breaking Bad and everything. I think it's really cool that this is something he doesn't need to do.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of offers out there. You know, he's a well-established actor now. But it sounds like, it seems like he really enjoyed working on that show and the cast members. So I'm guessing that's why he's coming back.
And there is, as funny as it may sound to some out there, loyalty is actually really important to most actors, especially the older actors you talk to. And the idea of doing this is not far-fetched for actors like that. They've talked about doing an In Living Color reunion. One of the first people to bring it up was Jim Carrey. Like the one guy who probably needs it the least.
Right, exactly.
So there is a bit of that there. I'm not saying it is this in all actors or anything like that. But there is a good core of actors, especially in this age range, that you see this with from time to time.
I like the idea of we're doing a limited amount.
Yeah.
Instead of let's bring back the whole show for another, you know, however long they want to do it. Yeah. It's like, no, just do a little thing for the fans, you know, say, hey, we're going to do this and then be done. I think that's the way you should do it.
Let's take a quick phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
They lost us.
I don't know what happened there, but they keep losing us. But keep trying, everybody.
You phone callers, come on.
It is time for shameless promotions. Shameless promotions, everybody. We got a couple of things we want to mention. Mm-hmm. Didn't certainly mention this before, but want to keep reminding you that this Tuesday and Thursday, Community Stories is turning into a live edition of the Santa's Workshop, really. Santa's Call Center.
That's right.
Yes, an elf call center, technically, because we do have, just getting this in now, yes, we do have one of the highest elves in the workshop is going to be on call for us.
Really?
And when the kiddos call in with their wish list, I'll connect you with that elf, and you'll get to share that with them, which will go direct pipeline right to Santa.
Man, you know, I don't know what the elf hierarchy is, they're all top elves, as far as I can tell, you know. We have seen so many different versions of this, all the different Santa movies and everything like that. They've all got these weird... So I will take it on good authority from Melissa that this is indeed a high-placed elf.
Mm-hmm.
Direct line to Santa.
And the best part is you're going to get to put this out there to the world, even through
that's
the radio
right,
station.
Yeah.
This is a live call-in show, so it's going to be live on air, and you get to share your wish list, and then you'll get feedback from the elf.
That's right.
I have no doubt that they will share their opinion on your list. And let you know what the likelihood of you getting those items are.
That's right.
It's going to be a fun one. We need audience participation.
Please.
Get the kids ready to call in this Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 6, at 715-424-2600. And we'll be your pipeline right to Santa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun show.
We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Looking forward to this. This has been pretty much a year in the making. Pete Schwabba has reached out and asked me to be on his show. And our schedule's been a little crazy and everything, but we finally worked it out. And this Wednesday, I will be joining Pete around 6:30 for a nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yeah,
join us from 6 to 8 every Monday through Friday for Pete Schwabba nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this Wednesday, I'll be hanging out with Pete. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it, everybody. Be sure to join us for that. And of course, your favorite Muppet podcast has a new episode premiering today. What the Muppet? Be sure to check that one out, everybody. Bree and I only have a handful of episodes left in this season. This is episode 70. Our 70th episode.
Wow.
Yikes.
I did not see that coming.
No, that's crazy.
That is not only the name of the title of the episode, that is how I feel about the 70th episode. I did not see that coming.
Very cool.
Shout out to Bria Hoyt and the amazing work she is doing on that. Wherever you get your podcasts, go ahead and download and subscribe to What the Muppet, everybody. Thank you so much to everyone who already has.
Mm-hmm.
And while we say goodbye to our friends over White Christmas in that show, we get ready for another one as WRCT's 50th season continues marching on with auditions tonight and tomorrow for Arsenic and Old Lace.
A classic.
Woo.
Classic dark comedy, yeah.
It is. It's a good one.
Top five favorite plays, top five favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. I rewatched it a while back just to say, it was over the summer that mm-hmm. I did. And it just still hits, man. It just still does. It's so good.
Good writing, great performances. Oh. Good stuff.
And it'll be directed by Stephanie Hirth, so you know it's going to be good.
Yes. Yep.
Stephanie does an amazing job with so much of the work that she has done for her over half her life at WRCT. She's really put a lot into that community, mm-hmm. into this community and everything, and appreciate that. There's some really fun shows, characters in this. It's a good-sized cast, too, so there's a lot of parts.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't, if you don't feel comfortable being on stage, well, we encourage you to be work behind the scenes or something
like that. They can always use people backstage. Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
Or maybe you want to help with the set construction or working the front of the house, ushering or working in concessions. Mm-hmm. Anything that you want to do, we're happy to get you.
That's right.
If you want, yeah, if you want to be a part of things, we'll find a job for it. We'll find something for you.
Always work to do. Always mm-hmm. work to be done. Yep.
Auditions are today and tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30 over at the WRCT Auditorium. And you can actually fill out your audition sheet if you'd like at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org.
Right online.
Saves time.
Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
All right. I'm going to have a complaint for you guys.
All right.
Why does it have to be just the kiddos calling on Tuesday?
That's a good question.
That's a
very good question, Kevin. It's a very fair question.
You know, somebody, Kevin, if you called it in, we would probably take your call.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
As long as he does a little kid voice.
I do like the idea of that.
We want to hear from your former self.
Yes.
Okay. The kid at heart myself.
They're perfect. Yes.
I love the idea of adults calling in with their lists when they were kids. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted this.
Actually, I like that, too.
That's fun. That's a good one.
Can I do that? Because there's a whole list.
I have the list. You got Mr. Armstrong, the Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. That's a good one. Save them and call in. And we're looking forward to that. And we appreciate you calling in, man. Safe travels out there, Kev.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We will take a quick time out, check in with our news and our sports and our partners, and we'll be back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
Another quintessential voice, quintessential Christmas song, mm-hmm. Johnny Mathis.
That's right.
Playing us in there. As a side note, did you guys hear that our weather's going to have sprinkles? That sounds really good. I love sprinkles. That's really
hundreds
cool.
Hundreds and thousands.
On your maple pumpkin donut.
Going out.
Make it even better.
It's be perfect. You don't even have to buy sprinkles. Just go out there. Just let them fall.
Is that how that works?
Okay. Brought this one up a couple of times, but UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of 30 winter songs that aren't about the holidays.
Yeah.
So we have a list here of the top winter songs that don't have anything to do with the holidays, and we want audience participation, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a fun list here, and they're not in any particular order. Although I would say that one of the first ones I think a lot of people would think of is A Hazy Shade of Winter from Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yes.
If you are an 80s kid, maybe you were thinking of the Bengals version from Less Than Zero.
That's right.
And yes, that is a deep cut.
That is a very deep cut. But both versions are pretty darn good.
They are.
They're both pretty good.
Yeah. I like both versions. Yep. There's a lot. Actually, I don't know if I've heard many bad versions of that song.
It's a good tune.
It's a good one, and with a lot of younger artists, or even the Bengals version, it's a little more up tempo and everything, mm-hmm. and I kind of like that. It's a good song. Mm-hmm. It's a very well written song. Wintertime Love from the Doors, Trapped Under Ice from Metallica. So there's a couple of other ones. Winter from
Trapped Under Ice. That's cheery. Yeah.
Winter from the Rolling Stones. A Winter's Tale from Queen.
Okay.
Winterlude from Bob Dylan.
To check that one out.
They have on here Snowbound from Genesis. That's not on the list. I will recommend more highly Snowbound from Donald Fagen.
Okay. Nice.
Such a good song. I listen to it every December. Every December. Mm-hmm. It's a good song. Let's see here. December from Weezer.
Okay.
I actually like Collective Soul's song, December.
That's a good song.
That's the first one you've mentioned that I know.
That's about right.
Honestly, that I think is a Collective Soul. I'm not a big Collective Soul guy, yeah. but I know they have had other hits. To me, that is like a complete song.
That's a great, it's
such
a good
tune. Well-written song and it such is. A good layered yeah. song and everything. Again, listen to it every December.
Yeah.
because I'm lame.
But only in December.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like the song.
Yep.
February Stars from the Foo Fighters. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cold Rain and Snow from the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Ooh.
Out in the Cold from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay.
And here's an interesting one. California Dreamin' from the Mamas and the Papas.
That's true. That's yeah. true. Because if you listen to the lyrics, it's not in the summertime. Even though we always associate California with summer, right?
Summer. Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm.
But they have the whole seasons, all the seasons over there, because they're a giant state that exactly. spans all the latitudes.
Exactly. It's a huge state. You can't just say it's one thing.
I agree with everything you guys just said, and I that has never been anywhere near like a cold song to me. Like it's always yep. been a warm song.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Wintertime from the Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
And A Winter's Tale from the Moody Blues.
That's a good one. I like that one. There's a song on there that they did not include. Speaking of 90s songs, Long December by the Counting Crows.
It's a good one.
Yep.
There's a very important one you did not mention. Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, gosh.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
That is not a Christmas song. You're
it's
absolutely
right.
It's
not a Christmas song, nope. but it's absolutely a winter song.
You got it.
Winter from Tori Amos also made the list.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, the Donald Fagen one, Snowbound. I think mm-hmm. that's a good one right there. There's some fun ones out there, though.
Yeah.
It's not as big of a list as I would have thought, or a subject matter that I would have thought it would have been bigger when you kind of take a step back.
Turns out, winter is not as much fun to write about as summer.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. I have done a Seth Face of the Music about summer. I have yet to do one about winter.
Let's put it that way. Nice.
What about Baby, It's Cold Outside? I don't think that one's a holiday song.
That's not technically a Christmas song. I think you're right. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
A Cold as Ice from Foreigner.
Okay. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame on you for mentioning Foreigner.
That's on me. That's on me, everybody.
Well, and I know you did this on purpose, James, but the song you played us in, Winter Wonderland, of course, is not, even though it's considered by so many, it's not. He's just talking about the season. Yep.
It's kind of where I wanted to wrap. Mm-hmm. That famous song that just speaking for myself, that's Christmas. That's a Christmas song.
It feels like a Christmas song. Yeah.
And I don't know that I can actually say that I've celebrated Christmas if I haven't heard Johnny Mathis sing that song.
Yep.
Such an associated song with the holiday. Mm-hmm. And yet, you're right. I was a much older person. I was in my teens when I finally realized that wasn't a Christmas song or something.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember the day, but I remember. I'll never forget the day.
It's Jingle Bells.
I get this. That's actually something I was going to point out.
Okay.
I learned that this weekend at my family Christmas, that Jingle Bells was originally theorized to be a Thanksgiving song.
Ooh, intrigue.
Or a drinking song.
Well, you probably wouldn't miss with either of those, yeah.
What about the one going to Grandma's house? That's a Christmas song, right?
Right, yeah.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we go.
Let's see. The horse knows the way to carry the snow, white drifted snow. I don't know if they mentioned Christmas in that.
I don't know.
It stings my nose and bites my toes as over the ground we go.
So I think that may just be it. Well, maybe we discovered a new one. I don't know.
I think so. Share your favorites with us, everybody, all week long, all season long. We're looking forward to hanging out with you and you joining the conversation. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Take it, Chuck.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, wrap up a Monday edition of the show, get into our schedule, talk about some great local community events going on. But we have a That Ain't Right story for you to kick things off.
Ooh.
Police in Wyoming are reminding residents to decorate their homes for Christmas, not their vehicles.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
A driver was pulled over with their car illuminated by festive lights. No. The Wyoming Highway Patrol shared a photo on social media showing a Ford Mustang, which you don't do that to a Mustang.
I was going to say, why?
Pulled over by a trooper who noticed the entire vehicle was decked out in colorful lights.
Oh, no, that's not good.
As the holidays approach the season, we would like to remind you of a Wyoming statute. The statute in question states that no person shall drive or move any vehicle or equipment upon any highway with any lamp or device thereupon capable of displaying a red or blue light visible from directly in front of the center. Therefore, they kind of got the copyright on that.
Yes. Red and blue. Now, where do you remember red and blue flashing lights from?
Oh, I remember them. and I'm just showing a quick picture of this to Seth.
God.
Now, not only I this has nothing to do with Christmas lights.
No.
This has everything to do with, for one, I'm a fan of Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
And two, this is ugly.
It is pretty ugly. I think you're right.
This doesn't look right, man. It don't look right.
And we're talking literally covered. The entire car is covered with lights. Yeah.
I think I saw this picture. It doesn't. Yeah, it's just completely covered.
It doesn't look. It's yeah. No, that's
weird. Great for a parade. Like, you know,
yeah, exactly. Perfect.
For a parade.
Yeah.
But normal driving around?
No. That's going to distract and don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, there's the thing. They could have done this for a parade or something like that, and we'd be cheering them on. We'd be like, hey,
right,
that's
cool. That's cool. Yeah.
But you can't be driving around like this,
no.
And you definitely can't be having like anything that is even close to police or firefighter light, any kind of light situation. You can't be doing that. You
can't do that. Nope.
That ain't right. That's not a good one. And this person definitely did not get a gift card. But people in Connecticut might.
Okay.
We segue perfectly from that into our good stories of the day.
All right.
And we continue with maybe getting pulled over. And if you do get pulled over in Connecticut this month, you might get a gift card instead of a ticket.
Oh.
Cops in six Connecticut towns are surprising people who get pulled over for minor infractions. They said Santa might even show up. Who knows? but this is just something they do every year. Now,
yeah.
I know they do this in Connecticut, but other states and other places do this too, in a similar way. And sometimes this is a situation where they are pulling people over and just giving them the gift cards. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily something that they did wrong or anything like that.
Let's freak him out first, and then surprise him.
Yeah,
good things.
It's an interesting promotion that's been going on for a very long time.
Well, no wonder it's so loud in Connecticut. That's what's going on. It's all the sirens. That's what. That figured it out. Yeah,
we all come. It comes full circle. Completely full circle. There we go. We have got a great lineup for you lined up today because that's the way lineups work. You line them up
in a line.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
Not easier to explain these things.
Matt and Air on Air. Join Jane and Greg for a great show today and all week long from 10 to noon. They get you ready for your afternoons the right way. Join them for that. You got the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 Monday through Friday as well. Maggie's got some great guests lined up this week and some really fun things in store for you. And, of course, Midday Magazine going all week long, 4 to 5. We got some good ones lined up for you. We're kick off the week strong. In part one, we've got Allison Dairyland's own Haley Heintzel joining us.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Very nice.
We're talking Wisconsin butter today with Haley. That's going to be fun.
Ooh.
Perfect season for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be a good conversation right there. And join us in part two at 4:30 when our friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, Amy Vetter, is going to be with us. Looking forward to that.
Very nice. Excellent. Very good.
Going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun day because all today and all week long, join us at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and 1 and 4 o'clock hours. Be listening for a keyword to text to us for Civic Media's statewide growing up gift list text to win contest.
Woo! Awesome.
You will automatically be entered to win.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of great stuff to give away. Every hour we're giving away some cash, like $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resorts. Mm-hmm. And then 8 lucky winners are going to win one of our fun, awesome prizes that we got lined up for those 8 people.
That's right.
We got some good ones lined up.
Grown up prizes. We got espresso machines.
When you're robot vacuum.
Yeah. How about an espresso machine? Snow blower. Luggage set.
I want one that does all of those things at once.
Yes,
that's what I want. Yeah.
Make you espresso and blow your snow?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Vacuum the floor. Yeah.
It's a great one. We are looking forward to this contest continuing throughout the day. Join Jane and Greg a little bit later for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got Playmakers lined up for you every today and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here all week long, 5 to 6 this week. Thanks to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that segment. We appreciate them doing that. It's going to be – we got a fun bunch of stuff to talk about, too. A lot of great things coming out of the weekend.
Stuff happened over the weekend?
It's amazing.
I can't believe it.
I don't really need to – like, just just show up and we'll talk sports.
So does it is the NBA Cup cool now that the Bucks are going to be in the final?
Yeah.
I think it is cool now.
I think there might be something to that.
Yeah.
We will talk about it today. I believe it'll be a solo show for me today, so I definitely want you to call in, everybody.
That's right.
I got co-hosts. All of you out there are my co-hosts. Join us from 5 to 6 today for Playmakers. And again, a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Getting your words out right here in Rapids.
That's right.
Got a couple of great local concerts going on we wanted to touch on. The Ed Huer Elementary Holiday Concert is being held today in the Dorothy Alexander Auditorium right there at John Edwards High School in Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. At 801 2nd Street in Port Edwards. Grades pre-K through 2 will have their concert at 6, and grades 3 through 5 will perform at 7. Show up, have a good time, and give these kids a great, great, great show. Mm-hmm. A great audience.
Yeah, great audience.
Exactly.
And thank you for everybody that attends these events. We got some other good ones for you, Seth.
We have more, yes. In fact, tonight, the Assumption Middle and High School Choir Concert will be taking place over at the Assumption High School Auditorium. That's at 6:30, all under the direction of Mrs. Peggy Wettstein. And also coming up tomorrow, we've got the Rams, that's the middle school, 6th grade band concert at 6 p.m. at the Rams Auditorium. So lots of great music coming up here in all the schools in the area.
We'll get you in the holiday spirit for
absolutely
sure.
Be sure to check that out and make plans tomorrow to attend the ribbon cutting for the new Wood County Jail.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it. We're finally there.
Yeah, we are finally here. Decades in the making, and here we are, everybody. Join us at 400 Market Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting will be taking place at Wood County Jail at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Open house and refreshments to follow. This is open to the public. Meet in the new Wood County Boardroom on the third floor at 11 a.m. Parking will be available in the lot north of Baker Street.
Okay.
You can find out more information about this at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Encourage you to like that page and support the work that they are doing over there.
Yes, indeed.
And a shout out to everybody involved in this one.
Yes.
That is a pretty...
It was a big project. You finally completed it. Yep.
Got some other world good stories we want to touch on here. Like a 6-year-old girl with a heart condition had a medical emergency and stopped breathing at a screening of Moana 2 in Oregon.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But luckily, a retired fire captain named Danny Moreno happened to be there with his granddaughter. Her family yelled out for someone to call 911, but Danny climbed over several rows of seats, was there in seconds, and told them, "I know what to do. It's okay." Paramedics eventually got her to a hospital, and she's all right. She was just upset she missed the rest of the movie.
Oh,
of course.
You'll get another chance. Girl. Yeah, you get a chance to see the rest of it.
Kid after my own heart right now.
I'm telling you.
That's a great story. It's a great story. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our firefighters
yes.
out there and our EMTs.
Amazing people.
Thank you to our first responders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're always on call.
A couple in Pennsylvania got married this week, almost 50 years after getting divorced. Faye Schober and Robert Wenrich originally tied the knot back in 51. They had kids before splitting up in 75, and they both married other people. But their spouses have since passed away. And Robert said Faye was, quote, "the first love of my life. I never thought I'd get her back. And now that I did, I'm not wasting any time." Their wedding was Sunday. Their daughter says they're like two teenagers in love.
That's funny.
Weirdly romantic. That is. Yeah. It's an interesting story, but yeah, and it's very romantic.
Very, very happy for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of weddings, firefighters in Cleveland rescued a woman's diamond ring after it fell in the sewer. We talked about this a little bit.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just wanted everybody to know that they are doing well and everything has gone well.
Excellent.
But another shout out to those firefighters.
That have been invited to the wedding, I believe.
Yes.
Or they were going to maybe be invited to the wedding.
They were invited to the wedding.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. And Santa helped put out a structure fire near Philly on Friday.
Whoa. Well,
doing double duty there, Santa.
Yeah.
A firefighter was at a Christmas event dressed as Santa when the call came in. Thankfully, they got the fire out and no one was hurt. So, no, this was not technically Santa, but it was somebody with
one of his emissaries.
Santa's helpers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a shout out to that worker right there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Absolutely.
To be fair, I would not have been surprised if this was Santa, though. You got to think Santa knows, you know, a little something about fire and fireplaces.
That's probably true. I mean, now that you think about it, yeah.
It's a very incredibly smart person.
Yes, he is.
I would imagine he did his homework on that. I would imagine, yeah. A couple in Indiana are selling 1,000 Christmas trees and know exactly where the profits are going. They planted a decade ago to help send their 8 grandkids to college.
Wow.
That's investing.
That's planning ahead.
In the future.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting.
That's
actually
a good idea.
Pretty interesting story.
Fascinating.
There's a lot more to that one. I encourage you to look into if you're curious, but it's a pretty interesting story.
I like that story. One. That's very sweet, yes.
And a six-year-old with a cerebral palsy got to be an honorary employee at a Dunkin' in Virginia on Thursday. His name is River, and he loves Dunkin'. I love Dunkin'. River beats me on this one.
River's got you on that one, man.
On this one. It was his Halloween costume this year, so getting to do it for the real was a big thrill.
Oh, that's so cool.
If you need a palate cleanser, if you need something that will definitely make you smile today, man, this is it.
That's a great story.
It's just such a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. And River's smile and everything, it's infectious. I don't know. You can't help it.
Great stuff.
We want your lists, everybody, calling in to Santa's Elf Line.
Elf Call Center.
Elf Call Center.
That will be happening on Tuesday and Thursday this week from 5 to 6 for Community Stories, a special live show.
Yes. Call in, everybody. Call in.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to playing Civic Media's grown-up gift list throughout the rest of the day today and throughout the rest of the week, everybody.
Get in on it.
Have that app downloaded.
Jane and Greg will have a word for you at 11, then we'll have another at 1 and 4 right here. And, of course, on our sister station as well. Mm-hmm. And help us get some bragging rights from this, everybody.
We want you, specifically you. Yeah, I'm talking to you to do this. It's going to be fun.
Have a great day, everybody. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.